Welcome. Bitch.
Was I late?
No, I felt like we were very much in sync.
Okay, very good.
My name is Josh, and before you marry somebody, make them use a computer with a slow internet connection so you can see who they really are.
A computer.
Not a poor internet connection, a slow one.
A slow, because there's a difference. There's definitely a difference.
DSL.
You'll really see who has patience.
Correct.
My name is Miata, and I've been looking forward to getting back in my bed since I woke up this morning.
Tuh.
I literally turned around and was like, I'll see you later.
You know what time I got up, girl? 4:30.
Oh, hell no.
Because.
And you haven't been back in your bed?
No.
Oh, poor bed. It miss you.
It do. Because I guess I fell asleep with my phone in the bed. So, like, I rolled over at 4:30, and I just hear, clonk, 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 all down the fucking side of the bed.
Oh, your phone fell, huh?
It fell, and I got them, my bed got them rails that go all the way to the floor.
Yes.
So, I'm over there, like, slowly, just kind of, like,
reaching down,
still laying in the bed, like, reaching down. I'm like, goddamn. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to get up.
Yep.
Bitch, 30 minutes, I'm looking for this phone.
With your hands just sliding down.
Because I knew my alarm was going to go off at 5. And I'm like, bitch, if it go off and Miss Annie up, it's going to be a wrap.
And it's going to go off for way longer than it normally would because you can't find it.
Yes. I literally looked for it for 30 minutes and then it went off. And thank God I could snooze it from my watch.
Yeah.
So I did that. But then I could at least feel where it was vibrating from. And I'm like, all right, it's somewhere right here in between the wood and the box spring. Girl, I bit the bullet. I'm like, I'm gonna have to cut the light on. I had used the glow for my watch.
No.
I had gone over and gotten Andrew's phone and was using his flashlight.
Your bed ate your phone?
I couldn't even, it ate my phone, girl. I could not see it nowhere. So I cut the lamp on and he didn't move. And I'm like, okay, work, bitch. So I'm like pushing the mattress.
Girl.
So I can get my hand and I'm like, okay, work. And then I'm like, oh shit, the problem is not the mattress, it's the fucking box spring.
Yeah.
So I go to lift it, girl, and that shit started to crack and irk and squeak. And I'm like,
you're literally rearranging furniture.
Correct. And I'm like, well, goddamn it, I'm up now.
Yeah.
Might as well go to the gym, you know?
Was that the plan? To get up and go to the gym?
At 5, but I really wanted those extra 30 minutes.
Of course you did.
It's like when you unexpectedly have to get up.
Yeah.
And then I was panicking because I'm like, where is it?
Yep.
I'm like, did I dream it?
I had something similar happen this morning. So, Boo Boo is still having a tough time sleeping in his bed. So, a lot of times I'll go and I'll lay with him until he falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep
in his bed
with him, watching Bluey.
What's that?
What?
Blue's Clues?
No.
Bluey.
Little cartoon.
It's new?
Yeah, it's a little blue healer.
Oh.
What? Girl, okay. Everybody knows who Bluey is.
Everybody's got kids.
I guess that's true. Super cute cartoon, though.
Okay,
super,
work.
Super cute.
Like Cat Dog?
No.
Oh.
It's like, Bluey is one of those cartoons that you watch. It's a kid's show, but the parents get a...
Oh, work. I like that.
Like a feel good.
Uh-huh.
Like the parents are very relatable.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So the parents keep the parents entertained.
Absolutely.
Bluey keeps the kids entertained.
Absolutely.
Got it.
For sure. Very relatable. But anyway, so I'm laying there. We fell asleep watching Bluey. And I woke up just like immediately, like woke up, whole body up, no groggy, nothing. Bluey had gone off, obviously. And it's like.
What time was this?
I don't know. I left my phone.
Like, was it still nighttime?
It looked like it was still nighttime.
Okay.
But my body woke up with no hesitation. Like, you know, sometimes when you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, fuck.
Nope.
My
she's body like, let's get this fucking day started.
And I'm like, what time is it? I don't have my phone because my plan wasn't to stay in there. So it was on the charger in my room.
Oh, damn.
And so I'm like, fuck, if I get up right now and it's only like 2:00 in the morning,
I'm going to snap.
Boo Boo's going to wake up. I'm going to wake Brandon up going back into the room.
And everybody's going to have a bad Monday.
Everyone's going to have a bad Monday. So yep. I'm laying there in this bed trying to figure out. How can I figure out what time it is? The TV.
Did you look at Bryce's phone?
Bryce's phone was up in his bed. So Bryce is on the top bunk. So I would have had to still get out the bed, climb up there.
You would have woken somebody up.
I would have woken somebody up. And so I'm sitting there trying to figure out how the fuck can I figure out what time it is? The TV we were using smart TV. So it wasn't like when you log into like Netflix cable or something. Yeah. So it wasn't
couldn't
like
go
that.
To the TV guy channel.
And figure out what time it was.
The weather channel.
So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to look outside. I'm like, it's still black as fuck outside. Let me see. Do I hear a bunch of cars driving around? Because if I hear a bunch of cars,
you're like, passing, about 6:30.
It's about 6:30 because people are leaving for work or whatever. And so I'm trying to listen. I'm like, I don't hear no fucking cars. Okay. All right. Do I hear any trucks? Because like right outside of my neighborhood, it's like a main street. Yeah. If I can hear larger trucks, same thing. And I'm listening. I'm like, okay.
Damn, all girl, right. You resorted to listening through the window.
I swear. And I'm like, I'm peeking out the window. Do I hear birds? And I'm literally like,
why don't you just go to the room? And get your phone.
I would have woke up Boo Boo, and me going into the room would have also woken up Brandon.
If you left Boo Boo's room, he would have woke up?
Yes, because he slept on the edge and I slept on the opposite side.
Oh, I'm inside, you're laying of in a bed trying to hear trucks and cars and birds and shit. Yes. Girl.
Inside of a bunk bed up against the wall. So I would have had to climb over him.
So
to
what
get
did you
out
do?
Of the bunk bed.
You I just went back laid to there? Sleep. What am?
And then I'm like, hopefully Brandon will come in here if my alarm goes off or something. I'm like, okay, I'm good. This is like maybe 30 minutes and I'm wide awake. Like, I know it's going to take me a minute to go back to sleep. I'm like, all right, I don't hear any cars. I don't hear any birds. I don't hear any trucks. I must be good.
Do we have an idea of what time
no,
it was?
No, I swear it could have been anywhere between 2 and 6.
What if it was the witching hour and we were both up at 4:30?
We might have been. I went
simultaneously
back to sleep.
Because I jumped right out of bed.
Yeah, and I was up, girl. Like,
yeah.
And my body never does that, especially not recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm usually just like sluggish.
Out for the count.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's taken everything in my whole body to get me to even sit up, fall asleep. I'm asleep maybe 2 minutes and my alarm goes off in the bedroom.
You're asleep for what? Felt like 2 minutes or it was about 2 minutes?
I don't even know.
Damn.
My alarm went off in the other room, and I still had to crawl over him to go in there and turn it off because Brandon was not climbing king-size bed. He was not about to climb across the king-size bed.
So that's like crossing the final frontier.
Yeah, to turn my alarm off on the opposite side.
Plot twist, did Boo Boo wake up when you crawled over the bunk bed?
He did not.
So your ass could have been on left.
I sure could have because I went in there, turned the alarm off. Laid in the bed for a little bit, got up, woke Bryce up, turned the lights on in there, and Boo Boo is still snoring and slobbing.
You should have pulled a Smokey whenever he went in Debo and Felicia room.
What?
Remember on Friday?
Yeah.
When he snuck into Debo's room trying to get the money out of his pocket.
And he was using that fucking straw to pick up them draws.
Boo Boo wakes up and you just do one of these.
Oh, if he don't feel me there, he's coming in my room.
Damn, girl.
Especially if I'm supposed to be in the bed with him. He's going to come in there, and then that's me trying to get him to go back to sleep. So we were up. Both of us were up at all hours of the night, it sounds like. We're up before our time.
Correct. Which sucks. That's like the worst feeling.
It is.
When you're up before your alarm goes off.
And you know you don't have enough time to go back to sleep.
Yep.
To even start.
But that 30 minutes would have made a difference.
Man. Probably would have just pissed you off, to be honest.
Probably. Probably. And y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all just going to have to hear this damn heater in the background because
it's
freezing in the studio.
Cold as fuck.
We code. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tea and gag? What'd you do? I don't know. You do anything in the last 2 weeks?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Word. Slept a lot. A lot of napping.
Yeah.
Boo Boo's birthday is on Friday.
He'll be five. That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Bananas.
Girl, I was pregnant 5 years ago. This time, walking.
How old? What's the age difference between him and Bryce?
6 years.
Okay. Me and Amanda are 5 years apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know how far apart me and April are.
They're 5 years apart. No, they're six. Boo will be five. Bryce will be 11.
Word.
Yep. I don't know how much I love that age gap. That was not intended.
I think the perfect age gap is probably like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That way they can go to school together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
And I don't know. I feel like you share more friends that way.
Yeah.
Like, we really didn't have any of the same friends.
You didn't probably do anything.
Except my ex. Sorry about it. But yeah, it's like we didn't do anything together. We were just far enough apart that we hated each other's guts.
Yep. Never
because we were both
together.
In different seasons of our lives. Yep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never got to actually go to school together.
Nope.
That's exactly how they're going to be. Boo-Boo starts kindergarten in August.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce starts middle school in August.
Yeah. Like my sister graduated high school in 02. I was 07. So that was a year between her graduating and then me going in.
Yep.
To my freshman year.
Now, me and my brother are like that. So me and my sister are 2 years apart. Me and my brother are 4 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like four and a half. So by the time he was going into his freshman year, I had,
you had just graduated. Yep. Yeah.
So we were, the only time we were in school together was in kindergarten, when he was in kindergarten and I was in fifth grade, because elementary school was like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was 6 years. Kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was the only time we were ever, all three of us, in school together, which was cool.
I went to one of your favorite places this weekend, Pike's.
Yes.
It was lit, girl.
Isn't it calming? Well, probably not on a Saturday, because it probably had a shit ton of people in there.
It wasn't busy.
Really?
Yeah. And they were
very calming, though, right?
It is very calming. Gives you
botanical garden vibes.
Yes, botanical gardens, if you don't want to go all the way down to the city.
Told you.
But the greenhouse was banging. I'm like, it's freezing cold out here. They ain't all these plants going to be dead, honey.
Mm-mm.
It's like a full-ass greenhouse in there.
I know. It's
heated
fire
and cooled, and they're controlling the humidity. I'm like, work.
Especially if you go to a newer one. Like, the one down the street is an older one. It's been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But the one near my house is a newer one. So that greenhouse space, it's like popping.
Yeah, we went to the one in Roswell.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it just like very zen?
Yeah, almost. I could walk around there for hours.
Absolutely. I used to do that during the pandemic, go to Pike and just walk around. It's so just.
We were trying to like map out what we think we want to do in the spring for the house. So we're looking at like plants and bushes, because I think we're going to pull up.
Did you go to Home Depot?
No.
Home Depot has like larger shrubbery.
Yeah, we'll look at them and when it warms up a bit.
Yeah. Home Depot or Lowe's, they have larger like shrubs, because we've been looking at that too.
But I think we're going to pull up the bushes by the garage, just because they don't look healthy, but there's like monkey grass that's like intertwined all in the roots that we thought we'd gotten all of it last year, and it's already starting to sprout back up.
Hell yeah.
So I'm like, we got to get rid of, control alt delete that whole flower bed and start over.
Are you going to put something else, more bushes in there, or you think you're just going to put like something else?
Some bushes for sure. Yeah. I don't know what kind though.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We did the same thing. So my backyard, you know, it's like a super steep hill or whatever. Mm-hmm. I had the previous owners had a bunch of like bushes and funny looking plants that they had grown out there. We cleared it.
All of it?
All of it.
I bet that's all good though.
Yeah, it is. They had a raised bed. They had a raised bed planters kind of dug into the side of, because it's such a steep hill.
Yeah.
But I wanted to redo it. So we cleared it out right at the beginning of the year.
You gonna do an herb garden or something else?
Oh yeah, Brandon already got me a raised bed.
Nice.
Like the little metal ones or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna rebuild those the smaller wooden ones that they have, but I do want to put, like you said, bushes up there too, just something to fill that hill space.
Yeah, green it up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been looking at that too. We need something on it. That's like Chicago's mound.
Uh-huh.
She just gets up there and she just stands
and she's like perches
all majestic.
Like, this is my cut damn yard.
You can sit up there and like see, you can almost level with the roof of our house if you go all the way up to the top.
So
of
she
it.
Feel like she's doing something up there.
You can see all the way across the street to the fire station. You can see the basketball court. You can see the pool, the playground. So she just sits up there and,
on her throne, girl.
Yeah, it's love crazy. That. I pull up and she's just sitting up there and I'm like, girl, get your ass down. She looks so majestic.
Yep. So my tea and gag is, Andrew and I had a cute little date night two Fridays ago. Yeah. We went to go see Scream, which was a bop.
Hell yeah.
I'll give my official review later.
Booba was mad. Did I tell you that?
No.
That you went and that he couldn't go?
I'm
like, you can't go. You would be terrified. And he's like, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah, Josh said that people were dressed up like Ghostface inside the movie theater.
What'd he say?
He said, oh. I'm like, yeah, that would have scared you, right? And he said, no.
They wouldn't be now. Like, I think it was just for, like, opening night.
He would still be scared.
I want to take him so bad. But I did want to shout out listener Courtney, because she and I have already had like the full skinny.
Come through, Courtney.
We did that on the in our DMs on Instagram. So one thing though, so we're on our way to dinner in the movie, right? Because it's like date night. And Andrew's like, stop at this Walgreens or like whatever the fuck is on the street corner. I have a stomach ache and I'm like, all right, work. So let me preface this next part as it's like basically like a follow-up to our Tums conversation from last episode.
As we have another giant bottle of Tums sitting here on the table.
We got the whole bottle sitting on the desk now. So not even remembering like the gummy chewable Tums that you had recommended, Andrew got them. So in my like gastrointestinal issue riddled mind, I was excited because I'm like, oh bitch, I heard about them.
Yep.
What's up? What's good? It was weird, but I think I told you they have like this cooling effect, right?
I think we're talking about different kind.
These definitely had a cooling effect. Yeah, they look like that.
Really?
Is there like some specifically that are cooling?
That had a hard shell on the outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those didn't do that. Or were they like a little chew?
No, they were like hard candy on the outside and then chewy in the middle.
What? Yeah.
Well, now you know, like my history with allergic reactions. You know what I mean?
Oh, girl.
Like they're literal life or death situations. So it starts, I start to feel this tingling in my throat. And I'm like, that's it.
You got chewy the bites, cooling sensation.
Don't do it, gal.
I normally just get these.
But like what you expect it to be like cooling, it was not like that.
Like minty?
Like I don't know how to explain it. I'm like, something ain't right. And I'm like grabbing my throat and I'm like, am I having an allergic reaction or is this like...
You freaking out. You having a panic attack.
I'm starting to have a panic attack now. So I'm like, fuck, not before we're literally about to walk into the theater. And I'm like, uh-uh. I've been waiting too goddamn long. Honestly, if I die in this theater, that's fine.
That's it.
But yeah, the worst part was that we were so about to walk in. So what happened? It was just a cooling effect. Clearly not.
So what got you down from this panic attack that you were about to have?
That I got to go see Scream.
And that was able to kind of take your mind off
of it. Snap out of it, bitch. You've been waiting for this. But Scream was good.
Was it everything you anticipated it being?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't better? Wasn't worse?
It was better than 5.
Okay.
Which I didn't expect.
Okay. Why?
I won't spoil it, but like, I was not moved by Sam's character in 5, which was like the new final girl or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be replacing, not replacing Sydney, but is like the new Sydney. The one that was Billy's daughter. No, right? The other one.
Oh.
Her older sister. So I was just like, I was already not really like feeling her character, but she like totally redeemed me. In 6. Like, she had good character development. I felt like the acting was better.
Okay.
But this ghost face was scary, bitch.
Really?
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, attacking people in broad fucking daylight on, like, in New York City. Like, no fucks given, girl. Chasing them into fucking bodegas.
What?
Craziness.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got an opening like we've never gotten before. Which I won't spoil. But it was like, I was gagged. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Were you in the movie theater? Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Everybody in the theater was like, literally everybody in the theater was like, what the fuck is going on? Like when this part happened.
What?
Yeah.
I bet you that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone kind of having the same reaction. It's like everyone's energy is like.
Yeah, it was cool. Because you could tell there was a bunch of fans in there. You had people dressed up like Ghostface. I had on my Scream shirt, but I was like, everybody had on like Scream merch.
Shirt, yeah.
So everybody there was a fan, and it was just a cool, like, experience.
Hell yeah.
I did accidentally buy the tickets in 3D, though, so that part sucked. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, all right.
it's not a movie that you see in 3D.
Exactly, so.
Like, it was good. It didn't ruin the movie, but.
What was in 3D? Like,
really nothing. It was just, like, their movement seemed, like, ultra realistic, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, because it wasn't, like.
Yeah, there was no knives like coming out of the screen at us or anything like
because
that.
Because it wasn't filmed to be a 3D movie.
Correct. I'm like, why the fuck is this even in 3D?
Even an option.
But yeah, I bought the tickets and I'm like, damn, $50 for movie tickets? That's fucking stupid. Yeah, 3D.
And you saw Scream in 3D.
Yeah. But everybody else did too. That theater was packed, honey. It was literally like the last ticket I could buy.
I was going to ask you that. Like, were there multiple showings?
Yeah, but that was the only one.
The one that was available?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Because I bought them the day of. I bought them at like 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the movie, the showing that we had was 10:15.
Damn, that's late.
Yeah, girl.
Uh-uh.
So then had us walking back through Avalon parking deck scared as fuck.
Oh, like, yeah, on. I'm sure you were. Couldn't do you that know? By yourself.
Uh-uh. But that's all my tea and gag.
Yeah. We haven't done shit, to be honest. Boo-boo was supposed to start soccer on Saturday. Weather was nasty the day before, so.
Yeah, the weather's been garbage.
Yeah, it's been kind of sucky, and it's been so weird. One minute it's super hot, the next minute it's freezing cold. It's just freaking weird. Yeah. I hate this time of year.
I do too. It's like, make up your goddamn mind, please.
Please.
Like, just pick one. I don't care what it is. Just fucking pick
anymore.
One.
I've still got, like, I can be in shorts one day and then in a fucking sweater the next. Like, I literally have my Ugg boots in the car right now.
So I have a couple of, I sent out a post. Was it last week? Maybe like a week or a week and a half ago, asking people for their tea and gag. And we have some people that would like to share their tea and gag. You ready?
Ready.
So the first one is from Casey.
Come through, Casey.
Uh-huh. And she says that her tea and gag is on Saturday the 4th, which this was, maybe she meant April 4th. I don't know. Specify, girl. April 4th or March 4th? Because this would have been a week ago. What was a week ago?
It would have been April.
I'm thinking April 4th. So she's
April
saying...
April 4th hasn't come up yet.
Yeah. She's saying on Saturday... Days. Yeah. On okay. Saturday the 4th. Oh, wait. The Pass Saturday it. Before. Sorry, girl. So she's saying, I'm just going to read it. It'll make sense. My tea and gag, on Saturday the 4th, I celebrated 1 year with my foster son. He came to me at 6 months and is now 18 months old.
Aww.
That is so fucking cute.
That is. That's heartwarming.
I love that. What is it like being a foster mom? Because I've thought about it.
I don't know. So with a foster, is it not anything permanent?
I don't know. I'll let her specify. I know people that have fostered to adopt and then some that have just straight up fostered.
Right.
But I know it's like, I think it's a super long process.
I was about to say,
the foster to adopt.
Is it easier to become a foster parent than it is to actually adopt?
I don't know. They need a very strenuous screening situation. Yeah. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the second one is from our girl, Keisha.
Keisha.
She said, here's my tea and gag. I'm Catholic. Don't come for me. I'm not, girl. So I'm participating in Lent is what she says.
Okay.
For Lent, I decided to do something kind for someone that I dislike. Live for that shit.
Good for you.
I strongly dislike my coworker, Sarah, with an H.
Uh-oh.
She's a 40-year-old divorced mother of three that has a bad home life, so she comes to work and puts everyone down to make herself feel better.
So she's a miserable old hag.
Yeah, we all know Sarah's.
Yeah.
Bad home life, meaning she's recently divorced because her husband had an affair after 23 years of marriage.
Oh, well, damn.
And she has a daughter in college that's attempted to unalive herself multiple times.
Oh, damn, Sarah.
She says, I'm struggling because it's not like she's just mean or a bitch. She's a huge bully, and she's at least 20 years older than everyone she terrorizes. I was going to send her some flowers, but the cheapest bouquet I could find was $60. Doing something nice for her literally makes me nauseous. That's how much I dislike her. She antagonizes me by trying to force conversation, and I just ignore her. I told her I would beat her face in because she made another coworker quit.
Now, Keisha, we can't do that.
So I don't want her to know that I'm the one who sent the flowers.
This sounds like this call is for Rachel. You
Correct. So she says, would y'all spend $60 to $80 on someone that was hateful to everyone, but they needed love? Mimi says no. I
would
say
not.
Yes.
You get a $50 max. $50 max.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
Now, if I went to Kroger and I bought you a bouquet of flowers, that's one thing. I'd just give them to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Leave them sitting on your desk. You don't deserve from
me. So you're saying do the nice gesture. Let's just tone down the budget.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can get down with that. It costs me $50, $60 to fill up my gas tank. Is Sarah worth a full tank of gas?
A full tank of gas in today's economy?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so, bitch.
$50, $60 worth of grocery, is Sarah worth that?
Correct.
The gesture, fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you'll be surprised how long like how that a nice gesture like that can go a long way.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be. I don't think that the money should even be a factor. You know, you just doing something nice for her should be enough for yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go out and break the bank. Like, I wouldn't, me personally. I would just think of it as me doing something nice for her.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, you lucky you got that. I'm trying to be a good person.
Yeah. Sometimes people just need to feel a little love. And I told Keisha, I'm like, at least at that point, if she's still a see you next Tuesday, you know you tried.
Exactly. You've done your part.
And you're good.
You still got enough money in your pocket to fill your gas tank.
Correct. Because now, Keisha does strike me as the type of bitch that's going to sleep good every night, no matter weight.
Yeah. But she's
but she's making an attempt.
Okay.
Correct.
We're trying to be a better person.
Yes.
We're not trying to break the bank.
We're challenging the status quo.
You could have bought her a Snickers.
You could have.
With a nice little note. Cute little note. Little card from the Dollar Tree.
Uh-huh.
A pack of candy snakes. From the dollars, anything.
True.
It's the gesture. It's the thought that counts.
Agreed.
You do not have to make it to where you deliver her a bouquet of flowers, baby.
Well, Keisha, now you got to let us know. Did you do it?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
You could have got her some baby's breaths from Kroger.
For sure. A corsage, girl. The day after prom is half off. You know what I mean?
They got one of them big old yellow clearance stickers on it. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You talking about like the chartreuse ones?
Hell yeah.
The neon green?
That's fucking just sitting dead over in the corner. These about to go manager special.
Dead. Well, that's all my tea and gag. That's all Keisha's tea and gag. That's all Mimi's tea and gag. That's
all our tea and gag. Sarah, get your fucking life together, girl.
Yeah, stop, Sarah. Being a bitch. Here's the thing. Like, there's no fucking need for that, period.
But your life is miserable and you're only going to make it even more miserable by being a bitch.
Yeah, it's like one thing that I'm like kind of over is people just being fucking
mean,
miserable,
for no reason,
and projecting that misery onto other people.
Like
be miserable, bitch. That's fine with me.
Like, it's not going to change anything.
Correct. But leave that shit. Check that shit for you coming in the job.
It's obviously going to get your face beat in if you keep doing it.
Keisha said she would, girl.
Exactly. And Keisha is not about
I feel like
games.
She good for it, too.
She good for it. So keep that misery at home. Come to work with a positive attitude.
Or get your face beat in.
Or get your face beat
whatever
in.
Whatever you want,
it's
baby.
It's only going to get worse for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be mean to people for no reason.
Yeah. Like Miss Megan said on Bad Girls Club, anybody can get slapped.
Anybody. Anybody can get slapped. Like, you're only making your life worse because if Miss Keisha have to beat your face and you're going to have to go to the hospital, and that's just going to ruin your day even more, Sarah. Just be nice.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Just relax, girl. Take okay? it easy. So, yes, thanks to everybody. Even Casey, thank you for that.
Aww,
love.
Casey.
Love your little journey with your foster child. That's so cute. If anybody else has any tea and gag, like, we'll read it out for you. Can send it to you can send it to our DMs, really on anything, Instagram, Twitter, doesn't matter. You can email us at thechocolatenotepod@gmail.com.
We'll give you advice like we did Keisha.
Yeah. I don't know if it was good advice, but we gave it.
Hey. I think it's good advice.
All right, Mimi. Assume the cadam.
I hope I don't burp through this. If y'all catch me burping, I'm sorry.
It's whatever. That'll be fun.
We just had Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Sierra Mist.
Ugh.
And these
that
times,
was a mistake.
Yeah, really? Really?
I'm supposed to be sugar-free this week. Sugar-free and dairy-free.
Did you literally just had a chicken both. And cheese quesadilla.
Yeah.
I'm such a bad influence.
It's fine.
We could have went
it wasn't
got a
stick
salad
anyways.
From somewhere.
Ew.
You don't eat green stuff like that.
I literally tried to eat a salad the other day at Hate Filet. And I took about 3 bites and I'm like, okay, I can do this. But then I
really?
Started thinking of like eating the leaves.
Why?
And I immediately wanted to throw up and I threw it away.
What kind of salad did you get?
A Southwest salad.
That's a good one.
It was good.
That was really good.
And I have like, that's for some one. Reason, I have an issue with cold meat, like cold chicken.
Okay. Even in a salad?
Yeah.
Have you ever had warm chicken in a salad? That's even worse.
Maybe salads just aren't for me. You know?
Potato salad?
Hell no.
Pasta salad?
Mm.
Huh?
I don't like salad. Anything with salad.
Fruit salad?
Fruit salad?
Yummy, yummy.
It's just a bunch of fruit?
Yes.
No sauce or anything?
No.
Okay.
sauce. Who the fuck?
I don't know. People who eat salads are weird. They be putting weird shit on a salad.
A salad?
Yeah, girl.
A fruit salad. You said sauce.
Why not just call it a fruit cup? Is a fruit cup and a fruit salad the same thing?
No, fruit cup isn't like
Well, that's
juice.
What I'm asking.
Fruit salad is literally just a mixture of just a bunch of different fruit. There's no liquid sauce, nothing.
No ranch?
No ranch.
No blue cheese?
No. Ugh.
All right. Sorry. Back on track. Mimi.
I'm sorry.
What are we doing?
Tangent.
Something about salads.
Oh, us burping.
Oh, yes.
Needing Tums.
Needing Tums. And I said that I was supposed to be dairy free.
Absolutely.
And sugar free.
You
today,
had a salad.
But we just had Taco Bell.
From Hateful A.
Yeah, it was disgusting as fuck. Threw
and
it away.
You had a thing with salads.
In the garbage.
Fruit salads.
All salads.
Do they have sauce? No. And broach.
You see how we go down these tangents? That's how y'all know we not medicated.
No, we need it though. So if y'all know the plug.
Gonna send it to the P.O.
Hey, I got a P.O. box that you can send that on over to.
All right. What's on the docket for today, girl?
Today, I'm going to be covering a young lady. She's not really a young lady.
Okay.
A woman by the name of Judy Bueno Año.
She's Big Booty Judy?
Judy. She's actually known as the Black Widow Killer.
Work.
Dun, dun, dun. By the way, she does have a fire last name.
Okay.
Bueno Año.
Sure.
Good year.
Like the tires.
Yes, like Got the it. Tires. Bueno okay. is good. Año. Year.
It's her cousin, Jessica Firestone. That's a good drag name. Welcome to the stage, Jessica Firestone.
What about Judy Bueno Año?
Correct. All right. Tell us about Big Booty Judy.
Judy. So Judy was one of the most cunning American serial killers of the 1970s and 1980s.
You know how I feel about the 70s and 80s, girl.
Those are your favorite times, huh?
Miss me with it, but hey. We wouldn't be here without them.
Uh-huh. Though she didn't have the highest body count, she still became infamous for killing people who were close to her, specifically for insurance money.
Damn.
Sounds very Alec Murdaugh,
mm-hmm.
which... I was getting ready to cover that, too.
That's what I'm doing next week.
No, the fuck you're not.
Do you want to do it? Because I don't want to do it.
No, because I tried.
It's a lot.
Not only is it a lot, it's all over the
place.
It's
a fucking cesspool of information.
I couldn't figure out how to
organize
it.
Put it in order?
Yeah.
Same.
Like, I've seen timeline broken down, do. But then it's like, how do you make it make sense? I watched the documentary on HBO.
Was it good?
Oh, it was real good.
Okay.
Did you watch the one on Netflix?
No.
I heard that I watched the one on HBO first because I heard that one was better than the one on Netflix. So, I think you should watch the one on Netflix.
Okay.
And then, if you can't watch both. Because now I'm curious to see what the difference
Well, now is. We're temporarily doing episode, well, or permanently, I don't fucking know. Right now, episodes are every 2 weeks, so I got some time to like watch both for sure.
Yeah, I sat and I watched
their series, or it's like a 1 or 2 hour thing.
Yeah, I think it is a series, but the one on HBO, I think it's like 3 episodes.
Okay,
but I sat and I watched it in one day at work.
Okay, work.
I was doing reclass and accruals.
Slay.
Yeah, so it was a really good watch. It was one of those ones where you kind of just. Are sucked in
mm-hmm.
and you just, it is
bananas,
girl,
bananas and pajamas,
girl.
It's crazy, girl. Wild and crazy kids.
And so I've thought about doing it in the same order as
the documentary.
But then when I go back and I look at the timeline, I'm like, I wish.
See, that's kind of what, do you remember when I did the Night Stalker?
Yeah.
I did it in the order based off of how the Netflix documentary was because it put it all like together perfectly.
Yeah.
Everything that I was reading, I'm like, okay, great, great, great. And then I would get to a part where I'm like, okay, fuck that. I need
that
to move that.
That's supposed to go up here.
Like, it was just too much.
And that's how this was, because I, going back, like I'm thinking about it as they're telling all of this stuff. they're like, oh yeah, and by the way, this happened all the way back here, like 3 or 4 years ago. And so I didn't realize the gaps between them. Like watching the documentary, you think it's all happening like doom, 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 yeah. doom, like one and after another. And that's not the case. When you look at the timeline, it's literally like 4 or 5 some odd years. So that's why I was like, I just can't. I couldn't piece it together.
Realistically, do you think it can be done in one episode?
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, I think more. I'm glad that you're interested in doing it, too, because I think it's going to be one of those cases where it's going to be just more of us discussing it.
Gotcha.
Because it's not a whole lot of meat. It's just a lot of stuff.
Like
a lot of incidents, a lot of scenarios that we can essentially kind of just go back and forth and give our opinions on.
Okay.
So the fact that you're interested in it, I'll be interested to see kind of your perspective watching the Netflix version versus me watching the HBO version.
So you're giving me homework.
Maybe.
Got it.
But did you still want to do it though?
Yeah, I do. You know how I had started it.
Okay, sweet.
I had found like what we'll discuss it more off air, but like I had found the best info so far has been on people.com.
Okay.
Like they've got the time on together.
Are they individual like articles as things are happening? Because that's the stuff
it's
that
like
I don't have.
Just a glance at everything.
I just watched the Netflix documentary, which ended at him going, Alec going to trial.
Okay.
So nothing beyond that verdict. What
happened?
So it
was everything leading up to the trial.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So I don't know anything that happened.
That was the Netflix.
That was HBO.
HBO.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know anything beyond that. Like with the trial, what was brought up in trial. I know he was obviously convicted, but I don't know any of that info.
All right. Well, we shall. Deliver. I shall deliver.
Yeah. It'll be a good one. I think we can easily tag team that one too.
Perfect.
Now, back to Miss Judy. Now, after each death, Judy quietly collected thousands of dollars and used the cash to start a salon, buy fancy jewelry, and purchase a new car.
Oh.
She was living the high life in Florida and no one suspected anything for a while.
I mean, that would make sense. If it was like a one-off here, one-off there.
Yeah.
Until it starts to become like super repetitive, I could see where it wouldn't raise an eyebrow.
Absolutely. Especially if you're not browbeat. Especially if you're not like living super flashy. I mean, it's the 70s and 80s. How flashy could you be? Like nowadays, social media is like what's killing a lot of scammers.
That is
now,
true.
You know what I'm saying? So now let's head back a bit before she's living this highlight life.
Hey, come on, Miller Lite.
I know, right? The date is June 25th, 1983 in Pensacola, Florida.
Work.
And all is quiet and calm. The peaceful summer night would soon be torn by an explosion in a restaurant parking lot.
I say, huh?
Dun, dun, dun.
An explosion?
An explosion. One man by the name of John Gentry was seriously injured in this explosion.
Okay.
Police at the scene quickly pieced together the events leading up to the explosion. Now, earlier that evening, Gentry was with a group of people having a dinner to celebrate a birthday. All of them but Gentry were stylists who worked at the same salon, which was owned by Gentry's girlfriend, Miss Judy.
Who'd she kill for that one?
Dun, dun, dun. Then the focus shifted from the birthday girl to Judy, who announced that she was pregnant.
I would be. Yes.
Why would you do that?
Bitch, not on my birthday, bitch.
Why would you do that?
Send out a fucking greeting card, girl. The fuck?
Now, Judy suggested to Gentry that he go to the nearby liquor store to get some champagne to toast the happy news.
Oh, okay.
The pregnant one.
Girl, you're not supposed to be drinking.
Now, as soon as Gentry started his car, it burst into flames.
Hold on now.
The car exploded. Thankfully, the doctors and nurses at the emergency room were able to save his life.
Sorry, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Back at the scene, it didn't take much investigation to determine that the explosion was no electrical malfunction. Dynamite and gasoline were found in the trunk of Gentry's car.
Goddamn.
As investigators worked on the evidence at the scene, others questioned Gentry's in the hospital. He's probably like, what the fuck is going on?
I was just going to get some goddamn champagne.
Now, I wonder why he was summoned to go get champagne.
because right? I'm assuming whoever had that damn dynamite and gasoline in the trunk was sitting at that table.
Hmm. But as he thought over the last few months, he recalled a strange series of events. For a while, he had been struggling with a mysterious illness, one that made him dizzy and sick to his stomach regularly. In December, it was so bad he had to go to the hospital and ended up staying nearly 2 weeks.
Was he being poisoned?
It sounds like he's being poisoned. Unfortunately, doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And while he was in the hospital, he began to recover.
There you go. I knew it.
Judy, he recalled, had been giving him vitamin pills.
Mm. Mm.
Once he got back home from his hospital stay, seemingly on the mend, she gave him more of these vitamins and he fell sick again.
Yeah.
Gentry told the police that he simply stopped taking the pills and had felt fine since. This piqued police suspicion, so they asked him if he still had any of those vitamins, to which he did. Gentry gave the pills to the police, who immediately sent them off for testing.
Gooped.
They are...
gagged.
Blues cluing.
Okay.
Meanwhile, investigators discovered that Judy had taken out a $50,000 life insurance policy on Gentry and later boosted it to $500,000 without him knowing.
A $500,000 policy in the 70s and the 80s?
Without him knowing. How much money is it?
A lot.
A lot. And he had no idea. Like, I don't understand how people can do that.
Yeah,
you just change someone's life insurance policy.
I don't know how you can't. I guess like maybe back in the day, you could just call and pretend to be somebody. Like they don't have,
and they're not married.
Internet forms or ways to verify it. I guess
his girlfriend. Oh, I want to up his insurance policy without there being some type of investigation. Yeah. Without speaking to him. Without like, don't they check your health when you get like life insurance? Right. She had also been telling friends that Gentry was suffering from a terminal illness.
Girl,
and had booked a cruise for herself and her two adult children to set sail the month following the car bombing.
Girl.
Come on.
Be a little bit more fucking cavalier, okay. Why don't you?
Now, as investigators began peeling back the layers of Judy's life, they found that she was not at all who she claimed she was. Judy had told Gentry that she had attended nursing school, earned MDs in biochemistry and psychology, and recently headed the nursing department at a large Florida hospital. It was all lies, including the pregnancy that she had announced at the dinner party. Judy had been surgically sterilized in 1978.
I was low-key going to say, how is she pregnant when she got adult children?
Grown children.
It was obviously a lie.
It was a lie.
She literally cannot bear children.
No, she cannot. Now, here's a little backstory on Judy. Judy was born Judius V. Walty in 1943 in Texas, and she was the third of four children. Her mother died of tuberculosis when Judy was only four.
Damn.
She, along with her younger brother, were sent to live with their grandparents in New Mexico for a time. Her older siblings were put up for adoption.
Damn.
That sucks, right?
The dad just can't do nothing? So was the dad there?
I don't think he was around with them. I mean, gotcha. He would go off to be remarried, and then the children were able to return to live with him and his new wife. So Judy described her father and stepmother as extremely abusive. They forced her to work long hours, beat her frequently, and burned her with cigarettes.
Trash.
And often wouldn't feed her, which is the sad, like, unfortunate. We hear that too much.
Like, why?
I don't get it.
What's the reason for that?
You wouldn't have done it if you were with her biological mother. But as soon as you get with some random person, your whole outlook on your child just changes. I never understood that. Then when Judy was 14, she apparently snapped. She scalded her two stepbrothers with hot grease.
Damn.
And attacked her father and stepmother with her fist and anything else she could lay her hands on. She was arrested and sent to prison for 2 months.
For being a victim of abuse?
Okay. You probably didn't even see it like that, and they all probably ganged up on her.
Yeah.
Once she was released, she chose to attend a reformatory school rather than returning to the family home, which I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. There she stayed until she graduated in 1960. She immediately took a nursing job and began going by the name Anna Schultz.
That's problematic.
It is problematic. Maybe she was just trying to...
she have like split personality?
Disassociate herself from her family.
Maybe.
Completely.
Yeah.
The following year, she gave birth to her first son, Michael, and then married John Goodyear.
Huh? What?
She married John Goodyear, a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force. Goodyear adopted Michael, and the couple settled in Orlando. They had two more children together before he was sent to Vietnam. We mentioned that old Goodyear name.
Yeah.
After his tour of duty, Goodyear returned home in 1971. But very soon afterwards, he began to suffer from intense stomach cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Mm.
After only 3 months at home, he was admitted to the U.S. Naval Hospital in Orlando. Doctors couldn't explain his mysterious symptoms, and on September 15th, Goodyear died.
Interesting.
Judy waited 5 days before cashing in her husband's three life insurance policies, totaling $23,000, along with another $62,000 in veterans' dependency compensation. So she ran up a check real quick.
Hit a lick, yeah.
Mm-hmm. John Goodyear's death would be only the first of a string of tragedies and deaths that seemed to follow Judy around. Not long after her husband's mysterious death, which was deemed to be by natural causes, mm-hmm. her home caught on fire. However, luckily for her, there was a $90,000 insurance payout afterwards.
Mm.
She is working the fuck.
I know State Farm dropped her ass, girl.
Immediately. The now widowed mother of three moved her family to Pensacola and soon found love again, this time with a man named Bobby Joe Morris. In 1977, Morris moved to Trinidad, Colorado. Not long after Morris left, Judy's house once again caught
fire.
Girl,
stop.
She waited until she could collect the insurance money, then moved herself and her children to Colorado to live with Morris. She has
this. Does she have an actual job or is this it?
Well, she doesn't need an actual job at this point.
True.
In that last insurance claim, she got $90,000.
And this was like the 70s?
Yes. She doesn't need a job. And then before that, she got $85,000 from her husband who was in the Navy?
Yeah.
She didn't. She is running up a check right now.
Yeah, she's set.
Yeah. There she began going by the name of Judius Morris, even though the couple never married. But bad luck seemed to follow Judy, even in Colorado. Not long after she moved in with Morris, he became so ill he had to be rushed to the hospital.
Girl, this is starting to sound like a broken record.
Okay. He, too, suffered from nausea, cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea. So no one is piecing together like...
She might be trying to kill their ass.
All of them?
Right.
I guess if
two house fires, two husbands, well, two partners dying.
Mm-hmm. Like, of the same thing, mysterious natural causes.
Mm-hmm.
So like Goodyear, doctors couldn't identify the cause of his symptoms, so they released him after 18 days.
Damn.
2 days after he returned home, Morris collapsed at the dinner table. He was rushed back to the hospital but couldn't be revived. He died January 28th, 1978.
Damn.
Judy quickly cashed in on multiple life insurance policies she had taken out on Morris, which combined totaled $23,000, as well as his home, which was paid off by another policy.
Well, damn.
Baby, she is running up a check.
She running the tables, girl.
And she's getting away with it. Like, why would she stop now?
So far, we've got two dead partners and two burned down houses.
Mm-hmm. Judy pressured his family to have his remains cremated.
I bet she did.
Morris' family, they refuse. They suspected Judy was responsible for Bobby Joe's death, but because his cause of death had been ruled as natural causes, there was nothing they could do. Which, I mean, at that point, couldn't they get like a private autopsy?
Yeah.
But I'm assuming they would have to pay for it.
Yeah.
In May, she legally changed her and her children's last names to Bueno Año, a bastardized Spanish version of the first husband's name.
Good year. That's nuts.
Isn't that crazy? Like how? Like, girl.
That's like giving Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction
that's
crazy.
Right. Who even thinks of that? Like, what was your logic? I really want to know, like, what was she thinking? She's trying to be funny?
I don't know.
That's nuts, right?
Yeah.
Now, after that, her family moved to Gulf Shores in Pensacola, in the Pensacola area. There, Judy bought a house near the ocean, opened a salon, and drove around in a white Corvette.
Oh, she's not stunting at all.
Uh-uh. She bought herself diamond rings and wore Chanel perfume. Okay, now she's been gone for a while. So if you move to this new state, I mean, well, it's not a new state. You're familiar with the area. But if you go away, you move there, people aren't going to necessarily suspect anything as if you were living there. And then you all of a sudden start acquiring all of this money.
Do you think people suspected her with Goodyear, which is why she didn't come back with the Goodyear
with
name?
The Goodyear
she changed
name.
It.
Mm-hmm. Because she was living in Pensacola when she had the Goodyear name. Yeah. When she moved away is when she changed her last name to Morris. And then she came back.
Which is weird in itself because she never married him.
She never married him. She just changed her name to Morris.
Yeah.
Now, by June 1979, her older son, Michael, had reached adulthood and joined the U.S. Army. He was assigned to Fort Benning.
Y'all keep that shit away from here.
Fort Benning in Georgia. Following his basic training, he had a little bit of time in between, and he stayed at his mother's house for a few days before flying out to Georgia. That's when the bad luck struck again. Uh-oh.
Not her own child. And I know you lying.
Michael began experiencing the symptoms that had become all too familiar to in the Bueno Años family.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Stomach cramps.
Yep.
Vomiting.
Yep.
Diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Upset stomach. Diarrhea.
Nothing
a little Pepto can't handle. That ain't funny. I'm sorry.
I know. That's fucked up. Okay. Sorry.
I'm assuming these are the things that are happening. Yes.
Now, I wonder if her son had started putting two and two together.
Maybe. And that's why she iced him.
I'm thinking. So my thought process was, as a kid, I mean, essentially, this happened. You would have seen your mom with multiple people,
mm-hmm.
and they all just suddenly pass away of the exact same thing. They
Correct.
Just get really, really sick. That is questionable,
suspicious.
Right?
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
It's very suspicious.
And I wonder if...
if he was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Mm-hmm. Because why else... was she, that's your baby. He's going to go away. You don't have to worry about
yeah.
him anymore. Like,
unless she wanted, well, I don't know. Now that he's an adult, does she even,
was she desperate?
Does she even have rights to his life insurance policy? I guess if she, you can make anybody the beneficiary, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess with him going off into the military, maybe.
Yeah.
So at Fort Benning, he was admitted to the base hospital where he was tested for arsenic poisoning.
I swear to God, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. He had over 7 times the normal amount of arsenic in his body.
Yep.
But the Army concluded that since Michael was exposed to arsenic in normal course of his duties, it must have been an environmental exposure. What are you doing to be exposed to arsenic like that?
Right.
To
the point
extent.
To where you got 7 times.
7 times.
Yeah, that's a little... that's kind of far-fetched.
Do you think that's like a cop-out of them not having to do much more of an investigation into it?
It's giving like, I'm busy, I got a lot of shit going on.
You're all right.
You're good.
Yeah. If it gets
just
worse,
just be more
then,
careful at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Michael ended up getting worse. He eventually lost the use of his hands and his legs and had to wear a prosthetic arm and leg braces.
Damn.
Like, come on. Come on. Which is... why it was so baffling that Judy thought taking her sons, including her partially paralyzed son, on a canoe trip was a good idea. And he
Girl.
Signed up and agreed to that? Now, in fact, Michael's doctor had specifically warned against it, since Michael couldn't swim or even cast the line. Because what'll happen if he falls into that water?
He going down.
He has a prosthetic arm. And leg braces. He could barely use his legs. So even if he could swim before,
yeah.
things are very different now.
Correct.
But on May 13th, 1980, that's exactly what she did. It's not clear what actually happened on that day. The story told by Judy and her surviving son didn't quite line up. With Judy saying a snake fell into the canoe, and in the ensuing panic to get out, they hit and submerged a log and capsized. So basically the whole boat tipped over when a snake fell inside the canoe.
Uh-huh.
Her son at first said nothing about a snake, only that they accidentally hit a log and capsized. Later, he revised the story to align with his mother's. So you think he's in on it too?
No, I think she probably she was like,
shook his ass.
You didn't see that snake, boy?
What you mean? Like, you
I guess I saw some. I just saw a commotion. Yeah, because that was a snake.
It was a snake. At she's this gaslighting. Point, she's a con artist too. She knows correct. Everything to say and to do to get things to kind of play out in her in the manner she wants it to.
Yep.
Judy and her younger son were able to swim to safety, but Michael, with no life vest, weighted down with leg braces, paralyzed from the waist down, sank to the bottom of Florida's East River.
Damn.
That's so sad. Now, while Judy was waiting for Michael's life insurance policies to pay out, the sheriff's office began to take a hard look at Dr. Judy.
Girl, stop, because I'd forgotten about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no fucking way.
They discovered that on the two civilian life insurance policies, Michael's signature appeared to be forged.
Gooped, gagged.
Got him. But nothing could be proven, so Judy went on with her life. After collecting the insurance money, she opened a beauty salon. Soon after that, she met Gentry, a well-to-do executive at a mud wrestling match.
You sure it wasn't the monster truck rally?
A mud wrestling match.
I mean,
a mud wrestling match. He's a well-to-do executive.
It sounds like an oxymoron.
At a mud wrestling match. Now, they began dating, and Gentry indulged her in her expensive tastes in jewelry, clothing, and champagne, which I'm sure she probably saw him and just saw dollar signs.
Oh, hell yeah, she did.
Yeah. It was only after they became engaged and taken out life insurance policies on each other that Gentry began to fall ill. No shit, Sherlock.
Let me guess. Upset stomach, diarrhea.
All that. When the test on Gentry's vitamins finally came back from the lab, guess what? Investigators, they were confused. The pills Judy had been given Gentry had been filled with a well-used chemical.
Okay.
Paraformaldehyde.
Uh-uh.
Dun, dun, dun.
She was embalming him, bitch?
How she got, like, how do you... As a poison, it wasn't a very good one. It's more dangerous as a carcinogen than a short-term murder weapon. The only use for paraformaldehyde is a disinfectant and is commonly used in barbershops and beauty salons for just that.
Which she owns a beauty salon. Okay.
When investigators searched into Judy's salon, they found large quantities of these chemicals.
They did.
Yeah.
I bet the fuck they did.
The state of Florida declined to prosecute her for the attempted murder due to lack of evidence.
Okay.
However, the car bombing was a federal offense and not one that the BATF was willing to let go. Which, I mean, you can't. That's irrefutable. Like, that was not, could not have been an accident.
That's why we have a checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that shit would have gone unchecked and unbalanced.
Federal investigators traced the dynamite used in the bomb to an acquaintance of Judy's in Alabama. And the numerous phone calls between the two prior to the bombing confirmed their contact.
My people?
Mm-hmm. A search of her home turned up wire and tape similar to that used in the bombing. Judy was arrested at her salon on charges of attempted murder. She was able to make bail and walk free until her court hearing. I'm sure she was. She had a stack of fucking cash. Meanwhile, the evidence against her began to pile up. On January 11th, 1984, she was indicted for first-degree murder in the drowning of her son, Michael, and grand theft for the insurance scam. Now that investigators had uncovered the deadly pattern, they set out to reopen the cases of all the other mysterious deaths in her life. A month after her first indictment, they exhumed Morris's body, and it tested positive for arsenic poisoning.
Bet it did.
Mm-hmm. And in March, John Goodyear's remains were also exhumed, and he also tested positive for arsenic.
Bet he did.
The trial for Michael's death began March 22nd, 1984. The prosecutor, Russell Edgar, gave her the nickname the Black Widow because, as he said, she fed all of her mates and her own young.
Damn. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. After only 9 days, she was found guilty on all counts and sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for the first 25 years. Not long after her sentencing, Florida authorities exhumed the body of yet another man who got involved with Judy and ended up dead, Gerald Dossett. However, no charges were filed in his case. Judy was also suspected in the death of an Alabama man.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm,
but no charges were filed in that case either due to lack of evidence. On October 13th, Judy stood trial again for attempted murder of James Gentry.
Yeah, because he didn't die.
He didn't die.
Okay.
The case only took, to be honest, he was the reason that they started really looking into it. The case only took 3 days, and jurors only deliberated for 2 hours before handing down guilty verdicts.
Damn.
For that offense, she was sentenced to 12 years. That's it?
I guess, girl.
For attempted murder?
Yeah.
She tried to blow him up. Not only did she try to blow him up.
The only difference between that and life is a pulse, girl.
Right? That's crazy. But not only did she try to blow him up, she also tried to poison him, too. It just wasn't working.
It was clear that she was not going to stop until he was dead.
Yeah. Like, that's beyond, like, premeditation at that point. Right. And she only got 12 years? It would be another year before she stood trial for the murder of her first husband, James Goodyear. She was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to death by electrocution.
Goddamn.
She got the zap zap. Now, the state of Colorado didn't bring charges against her for a couple of reasons. First, with the death penalty, there wasn't any other punishment that they could hand down. Second, they decided to keep that indictment in their back pocket in case she ever managed to be set free from Florida. Then Colorado could charge her with Morris's murder and ensure she stayed behind bars.
As long as it wasn't out of the statute of limitations. That was dice that I wouldn't be willing to roll.
It would be out of statute of limitations, though, right? If she got out after 12 years?
Maybe it's like 25 years. It's the statute of limitation. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, for them to hang on to it, I mean, obviously, they probably knew that.
They obviously know better than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, all told, Judy had collected $240,000 in insurance payouts. She had taken 3, possibly 5, innocent lives and had seriously injured one man.
Damn.
Now, on March 30th, 1998, on what would be Michael's 37th birthday, her son, Judy was put to death in the electric chair.
On his birthday?
On his birthday.
Work, Michael. That was him, girl. Mm-hmm. He said, bitch, you coming with me?
She was one of 4 women who were executed in the span of only a few days. And the first woman to be executed by the state of Florida since 1848.
What am?
And she had no final word.
Zilch.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not an apology.
Nope.
Didn't even try to plead her case.
Nope. No final words whatsoever.
Okay.
And that's that on that.
That's fucking crazy, girl.
Isn't that crazy?
So she, I bet she did kill all them other people.
Oh, for sure.
That they were, like, trying to get her, like, pinned for?
And the only thing that I can think of is maybe she didn't have as a relationship with them that was as well known to where they could actually pin them on her. You know, they had no record of them actually being in a relationship because essentially she never married these people.
Yeah, like no kind of affiliation,
you think? Yeah, with each other.
Gotcha.
I mean, they may have been like acquaintances or something along those lines. But if they had no one who could essentially testify that they were a couple or that they were a thing. Look at her.
That's fucking crazy. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she looked crazy.
Crazy.
She kind of looked like my mama right there.
For real?
I swear.
She had dark hair?
Uh-huh.
What?
And glasses like that.
She had people in Bama.
Mama?
That's your mama?
That might be my people, bitch. Who the fuck knows what her real name is?
At this point.
I ain't buying none of them. That's my people, girl. She looked like my people.
For real?
Yes. Yeah.
That's your mama. You need to send that to your mama and be like, do you know this woman?
Do she look familiar?
It's young Judy.
Do we got the same nose?
No.
work?
She look mean as fuck, girl.
Mean as a cut snake, bitch.
Like, she'd cuss you square out.
Not think twice about it. No. Cuss you out in church, girl.
Okay.
Well, damn, is that on that?
That is that on that.
Well, Ted Kaczynski is canceled.
Okay.
Officially, I guess. She had her setting bums in the parking lot of a damn restaurant, honey.
That was probably the most.
Can you imagine that poor person's birthday? Not only did the bitch lie and try to steal the spotlight by saying she's pregnant, she's going to try to blow somebody up.
Yeah. Tried to blow him up in the parking lot. And then it didn't work.
And I bet she's over there smoking a cigarette like, fuck.
God damn it. God damn it.
I bet she was trying to figure out how to pop the tires on that damn ambulance.
What I still don't understand is, why did you do that to your son?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Maybe she realized that her clock was ticking and she didn't have nothing else lined up.
You may have a point. He may have been onto her.
Mm-hmm. He was the oldest son.
People do crazy things when they feel like they got something to hide and they've been backed into a corner.
Mm-hmm. He's going off into the Navy. He might have been like, I don't want any of that coming back on me.
Right.
Like, I know what you did. I don't want any type of, you know, affiliation with you. If you ever get caught or anything, I'm trying to make a name for myself.
Right.
And he probably said some slick shit to her.
And she fucked him up too. I mean, they said he was paralyzed from the waist down.
From the waist down.
He was missing a leg, mm-hmm.
He had a prosthetic arm.
Damn.
And he had braces on both of his legs, but he was paralyzed from the waist down.
That's crazy.
Her son. And then she had her younger son lie.
Right. I wonder what kind of age he was at. Like, I mean, obviously at a manipulative age. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good question.
And I guess since he was there, like, he did see the ruckus on the boat, and it was probably easy to convince him that there was a snake on the boat if he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, if he wasn't paying attention, I'm sure she could have just been like, you didn't see it. It fell right in front of you. And then he's like, yeah, well, fuck,
just like
baby,
totally
I
gaslighting him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whenever you're told something like that, you really start thinking about it, and then you start to remember that.
I don't know if it really happened or not. Mm-hmm. You don't remember the details. You just remember everything kind of happening so quickly. And if someone's telling you, no,
yeah,
this is what happened, you know, that's fucked up. That's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel bad for everybody in this story other than her. And I really hope that, like, if she did kill those other, well, I mean, it doesn't look like justice was served, so.
No. I mean, she got the zap chair, but
yeah,
that's about it. I mean, she got those payouts. She literally used their insurance money to bail out of jail.
And buy a white Corvette and a salon.
A salon and all this like lavish jewelry and stuff like that. She lived it up.
I bet she smoked in that Corvette too.
Man, of course she did. She like, looked like she
fucking
smoked.
Pumps
she like
wearing
her
the
voice
damn
raspy.
Surgical glove, girl. Smoking. All right, is that on that?
That's that on that.
We're committed to always keeping our podcast free, and the best way to share us with the world is to help us move up on the podcast charts. Please like, subscribe, and review us wherever you listen. Without your support, we couldn't continue to grow and introduce ourselves to other listeners around the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The Chocolate Pod. Or you can email us case suggestions or tea and gag at thechocolatemilkpod@gmail.com. Take care of yourself, be nice to others, and what, Mimi?
And be careful who takes life insurance policies out
Correct.
Of you. Think twice. Always ask questions.
Especially if they're not fucking married to you. Mm-hmm. That's weird and suspicious.
Yep.
Just don't be suspicious. No. Bye.
Bye.